Hey there, welcome. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. We are on location in beautiful Traverse City, Michigan, and part of the Barriga Radio Network, and they're having their pledge drive going really well. We want to thank all those who have pledged for these 3 days. It's wrapping up this afternoon. And, of course, as we always say, wherever you are, when your Catholic radio station or EWTN or your network or your program, your favorite program says, hey, we could really use your help to remain on the air, to remain strong, to keep broadcasting the Catholic message, please, please take that seriously, because we're obviously we live in times where we need Catholic radio now more than ever. So it's great to have you with us. And Debbie just got off the air from going up till the 11 to 12 Eastern hour, and she raced in here to an office where we're doing the show.
Literally raced. I'm out of breath.
Yeah, well, nice job on the air in there. I was on a little bit of a break, and
amazing.
Yeah, and so what everyone is talking about today, we want your input, your takes, your experiences on Scripture. Mm. Yeah, it's something we focus on occasionally on this show, Deb. And what we want people to do is call up if you have, is there a verse
yes.
in the Bible or yes. a passage?
Yes.
Something that has very, just kind of a, I mean, really significant meaning for you.
Oh, yeah.
When we think about it, Debbie, the Bible, all every page of it should be important to us and should really inspire us. But as we go to Mass and we hear the readings and we do Bible studies and do our daily Bible reading and meditation, there are often passages we come across and all of a sudden it just you go, wow.
Wow, it speaks to me.
So we're looking, we want to hear from you, dear friends, about do you have that wow verse or that wow passage?
I do. Yes, pick me. See, I'm raising my hand. Pick me. Jerry, you've been to my home.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, I have scripture passages. Well, Marty and I have scripture passages all over the walls. And one of my favorite, of course, is Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. With man, you know.
Okay,
you
sure,
know.
Yeah.
Okay. And I look at that passage probably about 9-10 times a day, literally. And I meditate on it. It speaks to me in different ways. Something's going on in my life. I think about that, and it just brings me comfort and joy. I mean, it's just, I can't even begin to tell you, and I can go on and on. You could start from the front door of my home, our home, all the way through the rooms, and different passages are the ones that really speak to me and Marty, and we love it. We just love having scripture passages so that we can meditate on them, especially when our world is, in my opinion, Jerry, is so crazy. We have to have that to just make us feel like we're on a good path, we're on a good journey. And we're journeying closer to God, and with Scripture, there's power in Scripture. So, yeah, you can tell I love this topic, applying Scripture to your life. And if this resonates with you, our Take Two family, then call in 1-800-585-9396.
Yeah, maybe there's a passage that you like to just refer to when things are getting a little bit tough, you know, a reminder from God that He's with you. If you've gone through a difficult time and there's a passage that has consoled you in a particular way, maybe one that has really emboldened you to share the faith. We are exhorted by Scripture so many times to be very, very quick to give a reason, as St. Peter says, for the hope that is within us. So mm-hmm. today we're talking about basically incorporating Scripture into our everyday lives, applying Scripture to your life. 1-800-585-9396. And you don't have to be a Bible scholar to weigh in on this today. And as always, Debbie, we like to tell our listeners that what you share, dear friends, someone may be listening right now. You may reference a passage, and they could look it up, and it could be very even life changing for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it could speak to them in a deep and personal way. Absolutely. Scripture is amazing. It truly is. And when we're at Mass, I mean, I laugh sometimes. I chuckle sometimes, Jerry, because folks will say to me, and they're well intentioned, but they miss the mark on how our liturgy is crafted, and that is, they'll say, "Oh, you know, you Catholics don't really read Scripture. You don't really hear Scripture that much, really." We hear it at Mass all the time. You know, and if our priests in their homilies, they'll reference Scripture continuously. In religious education classes, Scripture is constantly constantly quoted. And so, yes, Jerry, we are blessed to be immersed in Scripture. And that's why Marty and I chose to actually have Scripture as the artwork in our homes. We did that on purpose because, you know, it's beautiful to look at painted flowers and stuff like that and nature scenes. We get that. I love artistic designs for homes. But I thought, you know what? We're going to do something that really has a different impact, that we can constantly feel secure with having Scripture around.
All right, phone number as the calls. I see the calls are coming in here. And we just absolutely hate getting to the end of the show, and if there are still calls on the line, not getting to everybody. And we really want you to have a chance to weigh in on this. So please call early here in the show and get on board. We've got still a couple lines that are open there at 1-800-585-9396. 1-800-585-9396. And think about it. Pray about it a little bit. And, you know, we'd love to have you share, again, a verse or a passage that has a special meaning for you. But we'd really like to know why. And that could really, like I say, touch somebody else's life, help them really maybe develop a love for delving into Scripture more. Because that's something St. Jerome said, as you know, Debbie, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ.
That's right. That's right. So we want to hear from you. Share how passionate you feel about Scripture, okay? And maybe your favorite Scripture passages, something that speaks to you about the Bible, something that really has changed your life. That's important. That is very, very important. 1-800-585-9396. You can also text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. You wait for a response. Put your first name in, your question or your comment or your Scripture passage, and we'll be happy to read it. And we've got some coming in right now via text and other social media platforms. So, you guys, you're amazing. You take this show, you run with it. You take it to such great heights, Abby. It's fun to be with you. You really let us get closer to God. So when we come back, we're going right to the phones.
And this is an EWTN bookmark brief. I'm Doug Keck. I just finished interviewing Father Maurice Emlu about his book, Our Journey to God, published by EWTN. Tell us about it. It's also subtitled, An African Priest Explores the Power of Faith from Abraham to You. As best you can, give us a short synopsis of this work.
It really walks you through from the actual objective dimension of revelation, the nature of faith, to the living the life of faith itself, the real aspect of living the life. And it walks the two arms and brings them together. It's a blend of both cultures, with unique African stories and biblical stories and Western stories, and is a dialogue of faith in a positive way.
Right, and insights from both cultures.
Yes.
Father Maurice, the book Our Journey to God, published by EWTN, available through our catalog, of course. Check it out. Check out the entire interview coming soon to EWTN. And I'm Doug Keck, and this has been a Bookmark Brief.
CNA is the only fast, reliable, and free Catholic news source that brings blogs, stories, and opinions to your fingertips. The latest Catholic news is at CatholicNewsAgency.com, an online service from EWTN News.
All people are called to communion with Christ in the church that he founded.
People really gravitate to David Anders and his concern for the callers. That's not just talk. He really means it.
Tom and I are both converts. We've walked that path, and we try to walk it with the listeners at whatever stage of the journey they're on.
It's EWTN's first weekly radio-to-TV talk show. Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders, today at 1 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Television.
This is Janet Benkovic, host of Women of Grace.
Hello, this is Cardinal Donald Wuerl of the Archdiocese of Washington.
This is Gloria Purvis, host of Morning Glory. Thanks for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Hello, Bible scholars. No. Bible lovers.
Yeah.
Hello, Bible lovers. We're talking about passages, verses in the Bible today. And real quick, you had mentioned, what was the one you said, Matthew 19?
Matthew 19:26, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. I just, real quickly, I'm a big fan of God's mercy, and I remember the passage, it's in Lamentations, of all places, chapter 3, where it talks about the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Mm. And I get up thinking about that just about every morning. And I'll just kind of look outside, and as I'm getting myself ready in the morning, I just think, Lord, wow, your mercies are new every morning. I may have blown it bad yesterday,
but
I get a new start today.
Yeah. You know? Can you read the book, chapter, and verse of that? I want to write that down.
It was Lamentations, chapter 3.
Wow, chapter 3. Okay, I'm writing that down.
It's in the Old Testament.
Yeah, I know. Can that be?
You got your tabs? You got your Bible tabs over there?
Yeah, so really. Can that be one of my favorite now, too? I love that.
Yeah,
to start mercy, to start anew every day. Wow. That's powerful, Jerry.
You steal everybody's stuff.
I borrow with permission.
Yeah, we were interviewing. We were at Berrega Radio. Debbie was interviewing Bishop Reka the other day.
Yeah.
And he said something. She goes, can I borrow that? And he says, yeah, you can. It's not trademarked.
So. He did. He was talking about how Catholic radio and God's word gets through locked doors of people's
hearts. Yeah, even the locked doors of people's hearts. Yeah.
Yeah. You see how I remembered that?
Yeah,
now
cool.
It became my phrase. No, I know. But no, Bishop was wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, hey, wait a minute. We've got one open phone line. You've got to be kidding me. We never have an open phone line right out of the gate. Okay, so jump in there if you have something to say, if you're prompted by the Spirit. Dial in 1-800-585-9396. Okay? Get right in there. And we are going first to, is it Lorraine? Lorraine?
Lorraine
in Buffalo, New York, on the Station of the Cross. Lorraine, I couldn't read the screen that far. Is it Lorraine?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. First time caller.
Oh,
wow. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I feel it's like a God moment because I have a short story to let you know about my scripture verse. A couple nights ago, restless, sleepless night, worrying, and kind of my son is making bad choices. And before I got out of bed, I was just like, I have to give this to you, Lord, because I can't do anything to stop his choices. And when I got out of bed, I saw the verse, Proverbs 3:5-6, written on a sheet of paper. And I thought, okay. So I looked it up, and lo and behold, there it was. Let me get to it. Mm-hmm. It says...
I love that passage,
yeah,
by the
too.
Way.
I do, too. I do, too. That's a good one, Lorraine.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding in all your ways. Submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And it was just such a peace came over me, knowing that I was exhausted and he had a full day ahead of me. God is good. All the time.
Yeah, and Lorraine, I hope if you weren't finished, let me know. But what I love about that passage is it doesn't say do lots of things, do lots of, you know, works, do this, do that, and God will make your path straight. It says trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very simple, but yet it's difficult sometimes. Is that easy for you, Lorraine, or is that sometimes a challenge to really trust in the Lord and lean on him for everything?
You know, the closer I grow in my relationship with the Lord, the easier it gets, because I'm constantly getting little signs like this one that say, you know, I'm here, I have your back. I told someone, I go, I'm not going to win the lottery, I'm not going to have a wealth, but I'm going to have manna each and every day. The Lord will provide and take care of me daily. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, giving me an overabundance. So that's the way I kind of looked at things. He's providing for me every single day, not to worry about the future, not to get over ahead of myself, because worry can be so bad.
Well, yeah, it can be very powerful in a negative sense. It can overcome you. It could paralyze you in a sense. When we worry, I mean, I come from a family of worriers, Lorraine, so I kind of view myself as an expert on worrying. And I mean, I'll worry for you if you want me to. I mean, that's how much our family worries. And but here's the thing: it's such a powerful negative thing that it keeps us stuck. And I think how beautiful it is as I hear your story. First of all, I want to say, God knows who your son is. So we don't need your son's name or anything. We're going to pray for Lorraine's son and just surround you also in prayer and support. So please know that, so that your son makes some good choices and things will be brighter. But here's the thing. God knows that we're up against this. He knows it. And what I'm hearing in your story is how wonderful God loves you, that he keeps sending you all these signs to keep saying, "Don't worry, Lorraine, I'm there. Don't worry, I'm there."
Yeah.
And I mean, what a loving God we have. I'm telling you, Lorraine, if I ever get the chance to get to heaven, I just know that God is going to say, "You have the hardest head, Deb, I've ever seen in my life." Because I'm telling you, sometimes he throws me bricks and just has to hit me on upside my head, just saying, "I'm here. Do you get it? I'm here." Because I can be so sometimes clouded by what's going on in the world, which is very unfortunate, but yet he loves us so much, he keeps trying to make sure we know that he is there. Way to go, Lorraine. I love that.
Absolutely. And then what I find myself doing is sharing that information. So it's something I don't keep silent. I call myself a wackadoodle for the Lord, because as weird as it sounds, if you're not as close to God in your relationship as I am, you might not see it or feel it, but people that get it really get it. So I said, I'm wacky, but this is what happens. This is how God works in your life. It's not by big pronounced things. You know, sometimes it is, but it's a lot of subtle, quiet innuendos and things coming in that you just have to be aware of.
That's the key.
Find in the Lord. Yes.
Yeah. That's the key, is being on the lookout for those little signs and messages and just love notes from God. Thanks, Lorraine, for sharing what you did. We really appreciate it. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. Do you have a Bible verse or passage that really has deep meaning for you? Dwayne does. He's in Alberta, Canada, listening on Sirius XM 130. Dwayne, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Howdy.
You were talking about verses that you like. There's probably a few, but I serve, as I was telling the screener, I serve at our altar at church. I'm Ukrainian Catholic, and I serve what is called a lecture, which is basically, in the Eastern tradition, is a Eucharistic minister in the Roman tradition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the verse I like is at the point of consecration: take and eat. Those two verses, where the bread is changed into the body and the blood is changed, the wine is changed into the blood of Christ. Because I imagine myself standing there doing it as a priest eventually.
Oh, wow. Wow. And well, that go ahead, Dwayne. Sorry about that.
I actually see my hands out while the priest is doing it, but they're not out in actuality. I vision it in my vision.
Well, you have really zeroed in on a passage, and it's in multiple. I think it's in multiple Gospels. I think Paul even obviously references it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 when he outlines the institution of the Eucharist. But what a blessed, blessed gift that we have. And I was listening, actually, speaking of Catholic radio, and Debbie and I are helping a pledge drive here. One of the shows, it was today or yesterday, the presenter talked about how what Jesus says in that passage, it's not a one-time thing, but he's saying keep doing this, keep taking and eating and offering the sacrifice. So Dwayne, it's a beautiful passage.
Well, I'm in conversation with a gentleman who, he says he grew up Roman Catholic. He's changed. He did some research on the internet and everything, and he says, "Well, I've changed to the Seventh-day Adventist Church because they're the true church, because they didn't change the Ten Commandments."
Oh boy.
The Seventh-day Adventist Church teaches that the Roman Catholic Church changed the Fourth Commandment. about the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that because of that, he's going to the Seventh-day Adventist because it is a true church.
I don't know this for sure. I don't know this individual or his motivations, but I would bet there's something deeper than that there. But you know.
Well, they're missing the fullness of the understanding by not having Eucharist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because God Christ said, "Take this, eat, and you will be fuller."
Right. Right. Well, Dwayne, sometimes when people are searching for another faith or another path, if you will, they'll always find something to justify why they are leaving something else. There's always that reason, and a lot of times you gotta peel back the layers, but a lot of times that person's just not there yet. They're closed off. They've either been hurt by a previous religion or something of that nature, and so it's interesting. I'm not saying that for this person that you're talking about, but I'm just saying in general, I've noticed that's been the case, that there's usually a deeper reason. What do you think, Dwayne?
I wrote him a letter, and I asked him to read the letter, and I started it in March. I just finally gave it to him, and that's when he contacted me, and he gave me a bunch of passages, and we talked a few minutes yesterday, and he says, based on scripture only, and I said, okay. Find in the Gospels where Christ says, only by Scripture will you be saved. And then he gave me a whole bunch of passages afterwards. But he's missing. He's missing. And he's being misled.
Well, let's pray for him. I'm sure you're praying for him, Dwayne. God knows who he is because you just verbalized that it's a person that... you said it's a friend, Dwayne? Yeah.
Satan works that way.
Well, let's pray. We'll surround. We believe in the power of prayer, so we'll just keep praying. You know, here's the thing: if we group together, if we band together in prayer, God will do. He will work. He will work miracles. Be in that sense that He will open hearts. He'll have the right people come into other people's paths because God wants us all to be united with Him. That we know, and that's really can bring us great comfort. Dwayne, God bless you for calling in. Thank you so much. We hope you're having a glorious day in Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. We're also on YouTube. You can comment right there. Emily commented on YouTube. She says, I get great consolation from the end of Matthew 28. It's right at the end of Matthew's gospel where Jesus says, I am with you always. Mm-hmm. So another very comforting passage that we have to remember. Jesus said, I will remain with you always. And he's with us in a variety of ways.
Right.
Certainly in the Eucharist, in the scriptures that we read, in one another.
I was just going to say in other people we encounter.
One another, so.
Yeah. Mike weighed in and he likes Philippians 4:13. I can do all things in him and in Christ who strengthens me. Mike. Just so you know, if you're listening, in my hallway, entering from my front door into my living room, I have Philippians 4:13, Mike. See?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Way to go. You and Mike are thinking alike. And that rhymes, too. Okay, Tim. Sorry about the bad puns and jokes there. Tim is in Evansville, Indiana, listening to EWTN Radio. Hi, Tim. We're so glad you joined us. What is a passage or verse that has meaning for you?
Hey, thanks for... having taken my call. I'm a first-time listener and talker. So,
welcome.
My favorite quote I was just given, it was given to me about a month ago by a priest during reconciliation, and it's been speaking to me ever since. It's Sirach chapter 2, verse 1, mm-hmm. My child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. And it goes on, and there's amazing stuff in there all the way through verse 18. It pretty much speaks to trusting God, because I know that, and it also speaks to, you know, just because you're in the spiritual, the religious life, it's not easy. You know, there's many trials, and to prepare yourself for that, but to stay calm and to trust God in that process.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you've really touched upon something, Tim, that I think is central to the Christian life, and it's obviously, I think it comes out more fully in Catholic theology maybe than in non-Catholic Christian theology, but really it's across the board. I mean, the Bible talks about it. Jesus says, if you want to be my follower, take up your cross and follow me. And this passage that Tim is pointing out, Debbie, it basically says you may not even have to pick up your cross because it'll just happen. It'll just come.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I love that. Yeah, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for temptation. And yeah, sometimes it catches us off guard. Has that been your experience, Tim, that you know, when you came forward to serve the Lord, you know, there's lots of joy and happiness and excitement, but then sometimes, you know, that cross and those trials that are in there, how was that for you?
Certainly. I've definitely had my temptations and trials, and you know, you start to dedicate yourself to more prayer, more sacraments, and even though the feeling isn't there clicking for you, this speaks to just staying on the path, staying calm, and it will come around. It's been real helpful.
Right. I like how you said that, stay on the path. You know, we got to just stay on the course. I mean, we as Catholic Christians, we're tough. We can handle it. You know, we're going to stay on that path because we know what is ultimately waiting for us to be united with our God. And how amazing is that? Tim, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a first-time caller. You don't have to be a first-time caller anymore now. You can be a regular. And thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day. We'll be right back on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
The EWTN home video highlight for June is My Time with Jesus, Fatima. It's an adventure in virtue and heroic sacrifice as the children of Fatima show how we too can be holy. Order your DVD collection of all 5 episodes at EWTNRC.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
This is Janet Morena of Priests for Life with Pro Life Update. This weekend, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Holy Trinity. We worship one God in 3 persons. The feast is a lesson in unity and love. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit give themselves completely to one another and literally have one mind, one will, one power. As human beings, there are limits to how close we can come to others, but we can come far closer than we are. Nothing divides human beings from one another more dramatically than abortion. It cuts and destroys the most intimate union, that of a mother and her unborn child. The effects of abortion split marriages, families, political bodies, and nations. As we prepare to celebrate Trinity Sunday, let's renew our commitment to building unity, starting with the bond between mother and child. This is Janet Morena on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Al Krista.
If you talk to professional philosophers, they are not relativists. Philosophically, relativism can't be justified. People sacrifice objective truth, objective morality, on the altar of personal liberty. In other words, in pursuit of what I want to do, I will say, well, that is not binding on me. That's just your opinion.
Krista in the Afternoons, weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Thursday edition of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. And what we're putting out there for you today is this, applying Scripture to your life. We hope and pray that you spend a lot of time in the Bible, personal time, prayer time, meditating, reading, studying, and of course listening to it at Mass, and we go to Mass as well. And we're just simply asking you to inspire us and inspire all of our listeners by sharing with us a verse or a passage that has particular meaning to you. Maybe it's gotten you through a tough time. Maybe it's just really inspired you to a deeper walk with the Lord. 1-800-585-9396.
I just realized something. You want to hear something exciting?
Sure.
Guess what's going to happen in exactly a week? A week from today. Take a guess.
Oh, it's our anniversary.
Our anniversary. Our
of the radio show.
Yeah. No, not the anniversary of our friendship.
We should mention, you know, it's been a long time. A lot of people wonder if Debbie and I are married, and the answer is Debbie is.
I am.
Debbie's married to Marty.
Marty.
And I'm a radio co-host.
That's right. And we're good friends. But we have our second anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie next Thursday. And we've got a lot of things we're going to be sharing with you, a lot of exciting things that are happening, kind of a whole new, kind of little bit of a different feel and things happening, great new topics coming out. And I'm just so excited. We've been planning for it for what, Jerry? It's got to be about two months now.
You 2 years, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, planning for the anniversary day. So next, since you're a Thursday listener to Take Two, obviously, make sure you tune in next Thursday on our anniversary. Maybe call in and wish us a happy second anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, sounds great. So looking forward to that. And we're grateful that Linda has joined us today, listening to EWTN Radio on Redeemer Radio out of South Bend, Indiana. Hi, Linda. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, thanks a lot. I would like to share part of Romans 8:28, mm-hmm. All things work for good for those who love God.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Love, love. Why do you love it so much, Linda?
Well, my husband and I have been married 33 years, and we have 5 adult children, and they're awesome, and I love them. And sometimes they make decisions that don't seem to be bringing them closer to God. Mm. And I just say that over and over to me because I don't know the path that God is taking them on to show them how much he loves them. And sometimes you have to go through some things or make some bad choices so that you make the good choices in the end.
Right.
And I have to trust God and say that over and over.
Right. So it's brought you comfort. It's brought you strength. It's let you run the course and just pray that the children, you know, come back around.
Exactly. And it's,
yeah.
When you start panicking or questioning or wondering,
uh-huh.
that verse comes into my mind so that I just keep saying it to comfort myself. And
perfect.
I'm a math teacher, so I love it that it's 10 words, so I kind of count it on my fingers, like, all for those who love God.
I love it.
Through tough times. Yeah.
Linda, I have to tell you something. Jerry and I are actually in the same studio in northern Michigan in Traverse City. We're sitting in an office across the table from one another.
And we're usually Skyping.
We're usually Skyping because Jerry's in California and I'm in Arizona. But Linda, when you started sharing that you were married 33 years and you have grown children, we both looked at each other because I knew what Jerry's thinking. You sound like a teenager yourself.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Well, keep that voice, girlfriend.
Okay. Thank you for letting me share that.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much for inspiring us today.
Bless you. Yeah, that's a great passage. Again, it's
Romans 8:28,
and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. The key verse there is if you have, like Linda has, you know, she's concerned for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
How many we share all the time, Debbie. The number one prayer intention that we hear all the time is parents for their children. And the key is there. It just says, if you love God, God will take care of it.
Right.
You know, and we need to just trust him on that.
Right.
So,
can I make one other suggestion, too? Because this was told to me by a very, very wise priest that I worked for several years. He used to say that if a scripture passage speaks to you and it really relates to your life and things you're going through, like if you are worrying or anxious about something or there are things that are out of your control, he said he would recommend having, now Linda committed it to memory, you know, she did the 10 words, you know, and she committed it to memory, which is great, but he recommended that we print it out on a little card and put it in significant places that we are during the day, like our car, in our kitchen, on the refrigerator, you know, places where it can constantly remind us. Because one of the things that Satan can do, we know, is that he has he likes to distract us from taking us off that course and making us think of other things that are more negative. And then we tend, if you're like me anyway, when those negative things come your way, it's hard to remember the positive. It's hard to remember. But if you have a visual reminder of it in the significant places you are in your home and in your work and your car, it can help us get through those kind of difficult times. So I just wanted to suggest that I thought of that wise priest.
Okay, to Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to go next, listening on Sirius XM 130. Ziomara, and please help me if I didn't. I remember you've called before. Did I get your name right, Ziomara?
That is right.
Great. Well, welcome back.
Last week.
You did.
Fantastic to have you again. Thank you so much. So what is your verse or passage?
Well, it's actually, I love, the Psalms, but there's one, the praise of divine goodness, which I love, but especially that's 100 and 3, that's the number of the psalm. And verse 12 is, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. I really love that verse, and I actually, a few years ago, I had this, I would say, spiritual awakening, and with many things changing in my life. And one of those is I went to a retreat, Christ Renews His Parish retreat, and I heard one of the testimonies there, and it changed my life in a way, because from there, I not only found friends, but also got to meet someone who helped me heal. I had two abortions from a failed marriage. I was pushed by my then husband to get abortions, and I guess I always lived my life with depression and many things inside, and blaming those feelings to many things different to what the real cause of them was, which was these experiences. And, you know, through a Bible study with PATH, which is Post-Abortion Treatment and Healing, they do a great job in... they do this Bible study for women and men that have gone through an abortion experience. And through the Bible study, I came across this this verse. And ever since then, I mean, I keep going back to it, just because if there's something we cannot change about ourselves, is the fact that we are sinners. We're all sinners. And even though we're sinners, we have this amazing love and mercy from God that can change our lives and the lives of other people. So,
wow,
that's why I really like it.
See, Omara, you have you are a beautiful soul, first of all, and thank you for just, you know, sharing some very private things there, which, you know, God has really, it sounds like He's healed you from, and that is just fantastic. And it's so important that other people hear what God has done in your life. And the reason I'm so very blessed by you bringing this passage up, Psalm 103, verse 12, and I'll just repeat it again: as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. A lot of times I will, if I wake up during the night, I'm just thinking about whatever. And just last week I was thinking about this very passage. And if we could impress upon people, Siamara, the beauty of this, and what came to my mind was I had this picture of sort of like, you know, how you see pictures from outer space, you know, galaxies just go on and on forever. And if I could, I would just ask every person in the world, Siamara, I would say, where does the east end? We don't know. The east goes forever that way. And the west, where does it end? We don't know. It goes forever that way. See, if we could wrap our minds around this, that's how far God... In other words, what this passage is saying to me is there's no limit to how far God has removed our transgressions from us. Do you see it that way?
Right. And that's one of the biggest things, I guess, in my case, you know, just feeling bad about what you have done. And it's not about, you know, not being responsible, but knowing that God's love has no limits, and you know, He heals us, and he removes our sins, and it has no limits, like you said. I mean there are not enough words to talk about God's mercy and God's love, even though we don't deserve it. There's just
right. See, Amara, the only thing I just wanted to add, and I agree with Jerry completely, and you're just a beautiful soul, and I love watching it. Twice now, this is the second time you've called, and I just love hearing your voice. I mean, you have a great spirit about you. I think to myself all the time, you know, for all of us, and I'm the first one, I'm speaking to myself. When we have things that we have either done or been a part of that we feel somehow bad for, or we regret, or something of that nature, there's only three forces against us, and all three of them don't matter in the big picture in eternity. And I'm not saying this in any disrespect to people or anything, but they don't matter. What matters is God. You can have yourself against you, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's not going to matter for eternity. You can have other people against you. That's not going to matter for eternity. And you can have Satan against you. That's not going to matter for eternity. All that matters is God. And the sooner mm-hmm. I think we realize that we have this relationship with God and these other forces, even ourselves, are working kind of against us, if you will, and we shed that, we clear the path, and we just focus on God, the freer and the happier we will be. That's what I believe anyway. What do you think? Am I crazy?
No, I totally agree with you.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. You're the one person that agrees with me. I love it. That's all I get.
I do once in a while, CMR. I agree with her once in a while.
Yeah.
Have a great day, CMR.
Thank you. We love you. Have a beautiful day. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. 1-800-585-9396. Back to your calls. Just a second, I want to mention that Andrew got a hold of us via social media, and he likes John 4:14. Mm. But whoever may drink of the water that I will give him will not ever forever thirst, will not ever thirst, and the water that I give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Thanks, Andrew, for sharing that.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful passage. That is beautiful. And others are coming in via YouTube. Thank you so much. We're reading all of them. So many of them I'm noticing that I actually have in my home. I feel like you guys have been in my home. That is hilarious. We all have the same, you know, maybe that's why, see, God brings like-minded folks together. And so Take Two family, I guess we're all kind of thinking the same way. That's amazing. Sarah and Decatur, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for waiting.
Hi.
Hi.
My favorite verse is, I got to look it back up. I'm sorry. It's Acts. Sorry.
1631. You're welcome. Matt typed it in here, our handy, wonderful expert call screener.
Actually, Jeff's screening calls.
Oh,
today.
Is it Jeff? Yeah. I gave the credit to Matt. Hi, Jeff, you're awesome, Jeff. Acts 16:31. So, Sarah, share with us first the scripture and what it means to you.
And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. And like so many people calling in, they're talking about their families, and that's, I'm the same way. I've got 4 kids. My youngest just graduated high school this year, and I feel like a lot of them are straying, and I worry. I feel sick about it because I think, what did I do wrong? You know, as I'm sure every parent does, feel guilty if their kids aren't, you know,
right.
Teaching
we all do.
Study.
Yep, we all do, Sarah. We're right with you. Go ahead.
I worry sick about them, and I lay awake at night. And then I read that verse, and I also the verse that I don't know where to find it exactly. I could have looked it up beforehand, but I didn't think about it. But the one, raise your children in the way of the Lord, and even if they stray, they will come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jerry could look it up. He goes quick.
That's yeah.
Go ahead.
Sleep at night.
Well, that's awesome, though. See, you're like the rest of us, Sarah. You are relying on the power of Scripture, God's Word. And you are taking right. comfort in that. And you're not going to let this world and other people's free will and their choices affect your ability to stay in peace. That's where I'm getting at it. And I think that's what we all try to do. We have to do that. If not, we're going to be – the boat's going to be so rocky, we're not going to stay on the right course. And so I think that's great that we rely on Scripture. And I thank you for taking the time and sharing that with us because, you know, I can guarantee you probably other folks right now are looking up Acts 16:31. And they're gonna sure. You know, start meditating on that Scripture verse as well. But Sarah, just want to let you know real quickly, for having kids and even grandkids and loved ones, Jerry and I were at this pledge drive at Barriga Radio, and one of the biggest intentions that people call in, and we shared this on the radio, is for their loved ones that have chosen to kind of stray and walk away and make choices that really do hurt our hearts. We get it. We all get it. So we're all there. The best thing we can do is we can stay our course and we can just exude with that joy of the gospel message and let it flow, and we let God do the rest. And that's my recipe anyway, Sarah, and it sounds like it's yours as well.
That's fine. That's all I care about, is that my kids get to go to heaven. So
yep.
That's what
yep.
I'm relying on, is God's got this.
Yep, God's got this. I love that. God's got this. Awesome. Sarah, thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. And the other passage, yeah, the other passage that Sarah mentioned, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, he or she, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So all you parents, yeah, God, I think it's okay. God, it keeps us all, I'm not a parent, but it keeps parents honest when your heart hurts for your kids.
Yeah.
But if you've planted those seeds and you did all that you could do, what happens to seeds? If they're watered, they grow. All right,
right.
Have peace of mind, and like one of our other callers earlier, trust in the Lord, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Just want to mention that EWTN is a great destination for a pilgrimage. If you're looking for a chance to get away with a group, you could go maybe take your wife or your husband, take your family, maybe get a group of people from your parish together. EWTN is a great place, especially the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament, where Mother Angelica is her final resting place. So get details. You can also tour the EWTN campus. Call EWTN today at 205-271-2966.
And I just want to let our listeners know, if you hear the most adorable little toddler in the background, it's not my toddler. I my kids are raised, but Anne Marie, this adorable little girl, is part of the Barriga Radio extended family of staff, and she's adorable. She's outside the door, and she wants to probably say hi to you all, but we're going to let her know that we're on a live radio show. So just wanted to let you know that Anne Marie is making her scripture passage known with her voice. Okay, who's up next? Charlotte in Denton, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Hi, Charlotte. Welcome.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Very well, Charlotte. How are you?
I am fine.
Good. What passage would you like to share today?
If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Mm. Oh, come on, Charlotte. I have that in my hallway.
Well, you want to tell you how God gave me that scripture.
Okay.
Little over, I guess I'm going to say 9 years ago, I went to my first Axe retreat.
Mm.
Well, after attending about 9 more Axe retreats, they asked me to be a director. And if you know anything, you have to come up with a passage. Well, I prayed and prayed about it, and that's the passage God gave me.
Oh,
and ever since then, that passage has been my mantra. It's what I try to live by. In fact, if you get an email from me, that's my salutation.
It's, oh, wow.
Nice.
Hear his voice, how to, you know, it just speaks volumes to me. I have 5 kids and 18 grandkids, and, you know, I try to tell them, you know, listen every day because God will speak to you.
Mm.
And you know, that's just why it speaks to me. I'm a 70-year-old child. I listen to God, and it just helped me through life. And, you know, at least the last 8 to 10 years.
Wow. Wow. Did you know, Charlotte, you probably know this already, but if you go to some of the furniture stores or some of the accent stores that you may have in town that have those, the little kind
the
of
plaques.
The plaques, Hebrews 3:15 is a very popular one. Did you know that?
No, I haven't seen it. If I would have, I would have bought it.
Okay, so Charlotte, what I need you to do is you need to email me. I'm going to send you a couple. I'll look on the back of mine and see where I got it from. It's really cool.
Great.
Okay,
great.
So take 2, the number 2, at EWTN.com, and I'm expecting to see that salutation that says Hebrews 3:15.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So there's different, I mean, the interpretations. Can you quote it, Charlotte? You want to quote it? If today you hear his voice?
If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Yep. Hearts. Yeah. Hebrews 3:15.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I know it's,
awesome.
It's there somewhere else. There's another chapter that it's in, but I can't remember which it was because my co-director said she found it somewhere else. But
It may be actually, because sometimes you'll see some that are scripture verses, and then it'll again be in Proverbs or Psalms, or a version of it will be in Psalms.
Right.
So
right.
Jerry will look it up. I'm buying him a little bit of time talking when you look it up. Is it?
Well, it looks like it's in earlier in Hebrews 3:8 maybe, and it also shows Psalm 95.
See what I'm saying? Yeah,
Psalm 95 verse 8.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's usually. I love the Psalms and Proverbs. Love them. I mean, I've got Psalms all over the place. I'll tell you. Charlotte, this was a great treat. Thank you so much. And please make sure you email me, and then I'll send you those where you can get
it. Thank you very much. And y'all have a blessed day.
You too, Charlotte. Thanks. Keep listening there on Guadalupe Radio. EWTN Online is where Mary is listening. We're going back to South Bend. Another call from South Bend, Indiana. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for the show. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
My scripture passage is Psalm 46, verse 11. Be still and know that
know
I am
and
God.
I am God. Mary, have you been in my house as well? This is unbelievable. Yeah. This is so God, though. This is so God. Okay, tell us why you love that, because I know why I love it.
Last year at this time, our team gifted a Christ Renews His Parish retreat, and that was the theme of our retreat. And I had really never given the psalm much thought before, but since then, it has taken such root in my life, and it has led me into weekly adoration. It has quieted me in our busy, busy, hectic world and life, and I just keep going back to it, and it's sort of my go-to and my centering point.
Interesting. Well, what's really interesting about what you shared is when I'm in adoration as well, that is the scripture verse that I am thinking and meditating on as well. So interesting. See how God is bringing folks together who are like-minded and are trying to journey to God. This is what this radio show is all about. Take Two has really been a Holy Spirit-driven show. Absolutely amazing. And I just love
and
it.
And that's Psalm 46, by
40,
the way. Yeah.
Yeah, Psalm 46.
Around verse 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. Yeah, verse
and,
10, yeah.
Also on YouTube, the Notre Dame Folk Choir sings the psalm, and it is a fabulous rendition of that song. If you ever have time to pull that up and listen to it, it's beautiful to put it to music.
Say that again. What choir?
The Notre Dame Folk Choir. Dame University, their choir. Yes.
Got it. Okay, I will look it up right after. Yeah, be still and know that I am God. 46:10-11 is right there. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just amazing. What a
thanks,
God, what a God-driven show. Mary, awesome. You're awesome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Quickly, we're going to go to Wade, try and get to everybody, if possible. Wade in Tallahassee, Florida, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Wade. We're going to go to Wade. There we go, Wade. We got you on the air. How you doing? Got about 30 seconds for you, Wade, real quick, if you can.
My favorite passage is when the apostles ask Jesus, how will we know you? And he says, I was hungry, and he fed me. The reason being is that, you think of all the religious religions and philosophies, and no one ever said anything like that. That shows an extreme love for the really most basic thing. And from infancy in the womb, a baby is fed in the womb all the way until you're aged and someone else is helping you. So that's a really powerful, to really know that, yes, this man was God, I was hungry, and you fed me.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that comes from the passage in
Matthew
25. Yeah. Yeah.
And when people ask me, how do you know Jesus is God? Because he's the only one that ever said anything like that. When you see someone homeless or you see someone with bad illness, you look in their eyes and you see that.
That's right. Great way to wrap up this topic of Bible verses and passages applying to our lives. Thank you, Wade.
Yes, very insightful,
keep listening there,
Wade.
In Tallahassee. We appreciate you sharing that.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That left a real deep impact.
Yeah, Debbie and I will be traveling tomorrow home from Barriga Radio, so we will have an encore show, but we'll be back on Monday.
Yep, and we can't wait to be with you folks, and we just love you. You guys are amazing and awesome. Please, next week is our anniversary week.
Yeah, June 15th, the second year of the program. Can't believe it. So thank you. Thank you, great listeners. You have made it what it is and what it's going to be for the coming years. So have a beautiful and blessed day, and we will talk to you soon.